This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden admitted Wednesday he was worried American political turmoil could threaten aid to Ukraine, urging Republicans to stop their infighting and back critically important assistance for Kyiv. Biden added he would soon be giving a major speech on the need to support Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion after the chaos in Washington alarmed U.S. allies. A last-gasp deal in Congress to avoid a U.S. government shutdown at the weekend contained no fresh funding for Ukraine. The U.S. House of Representatives finds itself in an unprecedented situation. It won't have a leader for at least a week, a day after Kevin McCarthy became the first-ever House Speaker to be booted from the job by rebellious Republicans. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
For now, the House has selected an acting speaker, Republican Patrick McHenry, a McCarthy ally. But he really only has one task, to find a new speaker. Anything more than that, and it would spark another rebellion from the hard right. A date for the next speaker election is set whenever leaders of both parties decide they're ready to enter the process of electing a speaker. Normally, the elections for speaker are scheduled at the start of the new Congress every 2 years. The deep divisions in the GOP were on display in January, as McCarthy for days could not get enough votes to win the speaker position and had to endure 15 ballots.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Morocco, Spain, and Portugal have been named host of the 2030 Soccer World Cup, while Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay will host the opening matches. To mark the tournament's centenarian, which world soccer body FIFA said in a surprise announcement on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Italian authorities on Wednesday are investigating the cause of the horrific crash of a bus on the outskirts of Venice. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
In 2030, we'll have a
Luca Zaia, the governor of Italy's Veneto region, which includes the area where the accident occurred, comments.
It's a tragedy. We have a 21 person died, and in this moment we have 15 persons in the hospital. Five or six persons, they are critical condition.
The accident took place when an electric bus carrying foreign tourists returning from a day trip to Venice crashed through the guardrail and off an overpass late on Tuesday, slamming into the ground more than 10 meters below and catching fire. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appealed a judge's refusal to dismiss New York Attorney General Letitia James' civil fraud lawsuit against him and his family business 2 days after the case went to trial. The appeal was filed as Trump sat in a New York City courtroom watching an accountant who used to work for him testify as the first witness. James accused Trump, his adult sons Donald Jr. and Eric, the Trump Organization, and others of inflating property values for over a decade and Trump's net worth by up to $2.2 billion. The attorney general said the staggering fraud was meant to help Trump obtain favorable terms from banks and insurers. A stream of mourners paid their respects on Wednesday to U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein at San Francisco City Hall. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
Two fire trucks hold up a giant national flag with their letters in front of San Francisco City Hall, while another flag drapes over Senator Dianne Feinstein's resting casket as visitors hug it and bid farewell to the city's first female mayor. Senator Debbie Stabenow says Feinstein was a trailblazer in the political history.
Today I'm remembering my friend for all the barriers she broke, the glass ceilings she shattered, the doors she helped open so that so many others could follow.
She died on September 29th at her home in Washington, D.C. I'm Tiffany Wong.
20 Democratic U.S. senators on Wednesday expressed support for a potential Israeli-Saudi normalization deal, but laid out concerns about any U.S. security guarantees or nuclear assistance to Riyadh. In a letter to President Joe Biden, the senators underscored resistance the White House could face from Congress if the administration brokers a landmark agreement opening diplomatic ties between longtime foes Israel and Saudi Arabia in return for Washington meeting Riyadh's demands. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.